There's a saying, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. If your car's engine is running fine, you're getting good gas mileage, it's not leaking any oil, why would you put in a new engine? Well, after last weekend's pair of 3-2 losses to Minnesota State Mankato, Tom Cerutori is taking a stick of dynamite to his engine.
We blew up our lines, so we're going to have different lines this weekend. So, we just felt again that we want to get more. The biggest thing is we want to get more 5-on-5 offense, and it's hard to get 5-on-5 offense, and we have to work harder at it. And our power plays bailed us out, and. Well, we got to do a better job. Everybody. That's the thing in the National Hockey League, college hockey, the American Hockey League. At all high levels, 5-on-5 offense is hard. And you have to manufacture 5-on-5 offense.
Don't get me wrong, a full engine makeover isn't needed. Just a good old-fashioned tune-up. One player that does seem to be firing on all cylinders, Jerry Fitzgerald.
Back blue line middle for Leo with a shot. Deflects just high and wide. Mavericks clear to the line, but not out. Leo holds. Down low for arms. One time, Jerry Fitzgerald scores! He is on pace for 40 this year. Beavers lead 1-0.
It's like deja vu. That was the game-tying goal against North Dakota, wasn't it? Same spot.
And maybe Graham McCormick, too.
Down low for Harms. Back to McCormick. Down low for Harms again. Left circle. Leaves it Jerry Fitzgerald. Jerry Fitzgerald back right circle for McCormick. Down low for Gerbrandt. Give and go with Ward. His shot turned away. McCormick, top of the right circle. Shoots it. Scores! Went stick side low to the ice bits. How did that thing find its way through traffic?
Well, Huggins couldn't see it because Corey Ward was standing right in front of him, and a good job by McCormick to release that shot.
Not only is Tom Cerutori blowing up his lines, his team's ego might be a little shattered as well. Looking at the positives, though, from a weekend ago, Bemidji State didn't play awful, but they didn't play great either. And they were still within a goal both nights.
You know, you take a look at our three losses, we lost the third period. That's the one consistent factor in those three games, is that we lost the third period, and you can't do that. It comes to one objective almost every game. We have 12 objectives, and the one objective is win the third period, and it's amazing. If you can win the third period, you're in pretty darn good shape. You're going to win a lot of hockey games, and you take a look at the game that we won, and you take a look at the game that we tied. We won the third period. You know, you're going to be tied up a goal, down a goal, going into every third period pretty much, and it's just the complexion of college hockey right now.
Beavers this weekend travel to Marquette, Michigan to take on the Wildcats from Northern, a place they had a ton of success a year ago. We'll see if Tom Cerutori's tune-up works. But first, the Noosa pregame show on the Beaver Radio Network.